News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
More than 165,000 workers are on course for a pay bump under coalition plans to increase the minimum wage by at least 55 cent an hour, pushing it above 14 euros per hour. A report submitted by the Low Pay Commission to Enterprise Minister Peter Burke recommended an increase of between 4.5% and 5% on the minimum wage, which would amount to about 65 cent an hour above the current rate of 13.50. And Adrian Cummins, who's the CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, joins us. From what we're reading in the papers this morning, Adrian, it doesn't appear that there's much pushback against this within Cabinet, at least. One of the quotes on the front page of the Indo is, "I don't think anybody is against it." Do you agree?
I agree, yeah. I don't think anybody within the Cabinet is going to object against it. I'm looking at the last 3 years with regard to the proposal to government around the minimum wage increase. They all have been accepted by the government. We are in a cost of living crisis at the moment. It is going to put more challenges on business, because what will happen here, it's not the 140,000 workers that are on minimum wage across the entire economy, not just in hospitality. It'll be that expectation from employees that for 2026, a pay rise of 5% is what they will be looking for.
So in other words, they're not going to affect if the minimum wage goes up. Those who are a little bit above the minimum wage want to go. It's benchmarking in effect.
It's correct. And when we put in our submission to the Low Pay Commission, we thought that we think the fairest way of benchmarking this is link it to inflation. So the 5% increase is double, if not
a bit more than double
in terms of inflation. And I'm looking at the 2023 figures. It went up 7.6% minimum wage. Inflation on the day was 6.3%. Then 2024, it went up 12.39% and inflation was 2.3%. And yeah, I'm looking
you,
at...
You're actually echoing what John Fitzgerald, the economist, who was on the show this week, said to us on the show, which is that we talk about... And nobody wants to hear this. It was his terminology. But he said, we talk about a cost of living crisis. He said, but actually, wages have outstripped the rise in prices. So actually, people are better off this year than they were last year, whether they recognise that fact or not already.
And, you know, with a 5% proposal from the Low Pay Commission, there will be more than, it'll increase more than what the inflation projection is for 2026 as well. And I'm looking at a country like Belgium. They've linked in wage increases through legislation linked to inflation. But that, you know, saying that, we also have pension auto enrollment starting in January. We believe the government needs to make a very firm statement on that now. Is it happening or not? Which will add another cost to both employees and employers, because there's a contribution there from employers also. And that all adds up in terms of your general cost
and
of business.
As somebody running a business, when you see things like this, a rise in minimum wage, what do you factor in? Does that mean that you actually hire fewer people and just expect them to work a little bit harder? How do employers react to these changes is what I'm asking you.
Well, the first reaction is that your employees are the most valuable asset in your business. So yes, you're going to have to absorb in the minimum wage increase and make sure that your staff are okay. And Ciara, this all comes down to the housing crisis. If we fix the housing crisis, rents wouldn't be so high. They'd be an awful lot lower. And then the expectation from employers to pay higher wages so that our staff can live and stay locally isn't there. So that all links back to the housing crisis. But from the message now, and my members across the state listening here this morning and absorbing this information, they're going to say, okay, next year, all my staff is going to be looking for a 5% increase in their wages. How am I going to factor that in? What do I do? Do I pass it on to the consumer? Consumer isn't able to take any more. I'm going to have to look at cutting hours and maybe not opening on a... I'm not opening on a Monday or Tuesday
so
now,
but
I don't open a Wednesday.
Not to me, but if you were speaking to a government minister about this, what would you be saying?
It's a difficult one now for the ministers because it's never been turned down. I would say to the minister, we need to start to look at linking it to inflation. And I think we need to have that conversation around it and go back and speaking to Professor John Fitzgerald's comments that people are more well off from wage increases when you link, when you analyze it versus the cost of living increases that which is happening in the economy at the moment. But business across the state will be saying that they want to deny their staff a pay rise based on what's happening in the economy at the moment. And that's what we have to absorb this. It's a huge increase again. And that's why the VAT issue has to be brought in on the 1st of January now.
The minimum wage, of course, will affect more than the hospitality sector. So, and they aren't going to be getting necessarily a VAT cut. But look, thank you for joining us on that, Adrian. That is Adrian Cummins there, CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. Let us know if you are on the minimum wage. Would you welcome this and you think you absolutely need it because you're on your uppers? Or let us know if you are running a business, how this will affect you if you have to give a 5% pay rise across the board, probably, to your staff. Let us know what you think about this morning. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
I know I said it earlier in the week, Ciara, but there are echoes of 2005 and the Celtic Tiger about how we are going about our business at the moment. Let's hope that is not the case.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.